Welcome to the T3 Observations for Sunday, June 14th. This is Terry Laundrie. We have three charts today to look at. The first one, of course, is the regular daily chart. I'm not showing the T's. I'm just showing the old cash buildup and then the new cash buildup. And the arrows for the rising bottoms patterns, the red arrows for the rising bottoms pattern, and then the blue arrows saying that you cut the trend line. That's the start of the new T. The only thing that I want to emphasize from this picture is that T-theory is a liquidity concept in which the prerequisite for a uptrend is the indication, anyway, that there's cash on the sidelines, and this comes from a descending tops pattern, and usually it's in some kind of a momentum oscillator. In the advanced decline T's, it's the advanced decline line. We have very long-term charts where it's in a price oscillator using the percentage change for the month, but it's all a momentum indicator with declining tops in it, and that historically you can show is always the reason that the market is able to put on a burst of strength for some period of time. Classically, people think that the market starts up because there's good news, and so they're waiting for the good news, or they're waiting for the trend to start, which, just like we're doing right now, to see if it has momentum. But if you have a bullish long-term forecast for a bigger T that you've already confirmed, which we'll go to in the next chart, all you really need to do is to see that the cash buildup phase is there, and it's got an it's in an advanced state. And you can pretty much come to the conclusion that you're going to start a T. So you can get in a little bit early. You could actually buy some of the rising bottoms patterns, the accumulation pattern. You'd have to kind of note that everything was going okay, and you might be a little bit nervous over it. But it's better than chasing the strength after it starts. In this particular case, the pullback from the end of May is now gone. Looks like 7 or 8 days, and that's actually quite a long period of time. And so I think that this week we should be able to see it break through the green trend line, which is the cash buildup line, and we should see the start of the new T by the end of this coming week. But in any case, it's important to notice that when you see this and you have a bullish forecast, that what you're seeing in the cash buildup is basically what's going to become the rally, because the rally is going to last about as long as the cash buildup line. And so you can see it's going to be in the order of about 3 months. In fact, it's entirely possible that the new cash buildup line before it breaks out is the same as the old cash buildup line before it broke up, because there's a tendency sometimes for T's to just duplicate their cash buildups when you're in a young, healthy state, which is in the early stages of a new bull market. Okay, so let's see what we need to do is to go to the next chart, which is I have to bring that up. Next chart is the advanced decline line. There I just wanted to show you a particularly interesting relationship relative to the previous chart. You see where I have the confirmed breakout in green, which is that there's a black line that goes across the top at the at January of 09. That breakout is a confirmation that you made the double bottom, which is the two bottoms at the red line at the bottom, the horizontal red line at the bottom, and that is necessary to confirm that the W is completed. Now, if you go back to the S&P 500 chart, you'll see that at 9:40, there was a top at the early January 2009 peak, and it's still at 9:40. So it hasn't broken out, and that's got a lot of people nervous. However, the advanced decline indicator is a leading indicator, and it's technically much more interesting to follow it. And you can see it has not only broken up, it had a pullback to that blue line. I'm not sure what that blue line is there. But that was the accumulation pattern where the oscillator made rising bottoms patterns, and you can see it's risen above that. It's going sideways, but it's still climbing. That's labeled as a strong trend, and that is the conclusion that you have. And that's why you'll find out that if you picked your positions correctly, they're still making money even though they hadn't made the take. What that may mean is that when you have a breakout, because it's in a rising trend prior to the cash buildup line being broken, you're going to see a really strong five-day run, and the market's going to become very, very overbought that way, and then you're going to start to get into a churning area when you get to the end of that new short-range T, which won't be until we get it further into the summer. But anytime you can get a rising trend in the advanced decline line before you get to the center post of the T, there's a tendency to find that what you do is you go into an explosive uptrend because everybody is kind of on top of it, and when it breaks out, they understand it breaks, but the S&P breaks above 940, that it's the confirmed breakout case that was already seen in the advanced decline line, except they're not smart enough to look at the advanced decline line, so they're not in the position of having insight as to the future trend. So everybody that wants to buy is going to end up buying, and it can be really, really, really terrific. But what happens is you pull away after that terrific phase is over. Everybody thinks the market's too overbought, and it's hard to get people to buy because they know they're buying up high. So, you know, it's better to take a chance on this. I would point out that the just the 17-month symmetry there, that the because on Sunday I'm going to take this chart, and I'm going to do it a different way. I'm going to take a chart of the S&P, just the S&P, and then a chart just of the advanced decline line going back to 1995, and piece the two together so that I can do the T in the S&P and then have the positioning down in the advanced decline line. And there you're going to see a lot of interesting things on a much longer term scale than you can get here. But the important thing here is you can see the advanced decline line is coming up to, looks like it's 136 on that scale at the right. And it's ready to go above the September high, go back in the left. And so if you get a strong run here, the advanced decline line could be up to the June high of the previous year, 08. And you can really see the symmetry coming on and how the pattern could develop into being looking very strong. Okay, so that's enough for that chart there. And now we come down to our third chart, which is a 15-minute S&P chart. And there, what you see is the accumulation pattern, which was causing the oscillator to make rising bottoms patterns in the first chart. That's accumulation. And then we see we had a big breakout from the accumulation pattern. There was a gap right there when it popped up. And then it came back, and that looked kind of bad. Then it went up, and it broke out a little bit. Then it came back again, and that didn't look too good, but it's a higher bottom. And then it broke out again. Then it pulled back again, but that's just a little bit higher bottom. And then it broke out really good to 956, and then it dropped, and it looked like it was going to die, and then it went sideways. And now maybe it's starting to get ready to turn up again. Maybe it was a dilly-dally. But as long as it doesn't come down, you're getting a confirmation from the advanced decline line strength that the market is under accumulation and these pullbacks are being bought. So we hope it doesn't go any lower than the 935 low that was seen early on Friday. But I think that's the case. And so we go into the new week looking for something that would break out. When it breaks out and it takes off, it's basically going to become fairly obvious because they should generate a rush and you shouldn't be getting these pullbacks into here. But the pullbacks by themselves are not a problem. Okay, that's it for today. Now, on Monday, I will post a long-term update and get around to answering some questions on that one. Thank you.